What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts, Michael Plant and Mike Bonnie. What's up, fellas?
Same old, same old. Just different lighting.
It's our last episode of the season, guys.
I mean, you're the only one happy here because you're the only one in the championship. But yeah.
I'm in the championship in two leagues.
That's true. You know what I was talking about. But yeah, for all you guys tuning in for your championship matchups, welcome on in. We're here to help make those hard decisions for you a little bit easier. Dylan, you can take it back if you'd like.
But yeah, well, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk week 17 matchups. But before we do, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. We appreciate that. And then head on over to fantasysixpack.net/plans and check out our memberships that we got going on over there. But especially if you're into fantasy baseball, because fantasy baseball is coming. And obviously fantasy football has become a year-round thing, guys. So join that and we can talk fantasy all off season. So, but without further ado, guys, what do you say? Let's just jump right into things with our first matchup between the Arizona Cardinals and the Atlanta Falcons. Ike, what are we going to do with this? Yeah, I'm just speechless. David Blau, right? That's who's the starter for Arizona this week. What do we do with this offense? Are we really sitting everybody besides James Conner?
I would. You saw what D-Hop did. I mean, Derek Blow, whatever his name is.
You saw what he didn't do.
He's got to be better than Trace McSorley, but I'm not entirely sure on that.
He won a game with the Lions. I could be wrong. A couple years ago,
that just means that's even worse for DeAndre Hopkins, and he only caught one ball for 10 targets last week. So I don't think you can trust him. I really don't, which is unfortunate.
I could be wrong, but wasn't it against the Bears that he won when he was the backup for the Lions?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest.
This was like 2 years ago, I think, 2-3 years. But yeah, move on.
I mean, we've seen him. Yeah, we have seen him be, I don't know if I could even say competent, but decent. But yeah, you can't really trust anybody but Connor, in my opinion.
Which sucks because a lot of people drafted Hopkins for this specific reason. And
yeah.
Yeah, losing Kyler really hurt that offense. I mean, even when Cole McCoy was there, he was fine. Yeah, then he's unfortunately still suffering from concussion symptoms, so that's not ideal. But jumping over to the Falcons now, Micah Plant. Tyler Allgeier, I actually saw a stat on Twitter that he's like 197 yards away from 1,000 yards this season. Ike, did you know that? That's kind of wild, right?
Yeah, I mean, Tyler, I know I'm not Ike, but Tyler Allgeier is close to 1,000 yards, but not the person you wrote in the show sheet. You definitely spelled it wrong, my man.
Yeah, you're going to have that.
But that is kind of astonishing. That it's weird because all the rookies now, because we've had such an influx of talent from these rookies that have just been having like record-breaking seasons. You got, you know, Justin Jefferson when he came in, Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, Breece Hall was on a tear when he was coming in. So a lot of other running backs or wide receivers in those classes, I mean, go undervalued. Like, perfect example, Devontae Smith, same draft class as Ja'Marr Chase. That man's a top 10 wide receiver this year. So these guys get forgotten about from the previous year. Just because obviously there's bigger stars there, but man, that's pretty shocking that he's only had 1,000 rushing yards. And the big thing is he's done it mostly in the back half of the season. I mean, at the beginning of the season, it was mainly Cordell Patterson, for example, running back 14 the past 3 weeks. So very, very good. A lot of volume there. Cardinals allow fifth most PPR points to running backs. He led the team last week in snap percentage at 59.2%. And out of all running backs last week, that was 18th. So, I mean, that's really shocking that he was in the top 20 for snap percentage at running backs.
Yeah, man. He's good stuff right now. I'm totally comfortable having him as my RB2, especially if you're dealing with injuries and stuff. Would you rather start him or James Conner this week?
James Conner's a little banged up. He had an illness going into the week. The Falcons have a better run defense because everybody could just pass the ball on them. I think I lean Algier a little bit. How about you, Ike?
I lean Connor just because he gets more PPR work.
And I would lean Connor slightly with the PPR work as well.
But I like the matchup.
Before we go on, Mike, I know you'll like this.
Woo! I mean, I'm hoping.
I don't like that.
I'm hoping Green.
You may like it. I don't like it.
A lot better chances.
By the Vikings.
A lot better chances than a couple weeks ago, only being at like 3%, jumping up to like 58 if they can get this win. But this will be a tough one. Just as tough as that Miami game.
Yep. Next game we got here, guys, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Ike, is there anyone you're looking at on this Steelers team who can break out and possibly win you your fantasy week?
No, but you're starting for safety. Like, you're probably starting Najee Harris because he can get you 12 points at the running back spot. I think you should be starting Deontay Johnson because he's getting the targets. He's getting 7+ in the past 5 games. So if you're down bad at wide receiver, he's obviously a guy you should be starting. But if you, like some people, went wide receiver heavy, you probably don't need him.
Yeah.
So it really just depends on where you're at.
Mm-hmm. And then George Pickens, hopefully you don't need to use him, but he's very touchdown dependent, I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
He has yet to even come close to Deontay Johnson's workload, so he can't be trusted.
Agreed.
I remember weeks ago when Dylan was all on Pickens, but I mean, we knew he'd gravitate towards Deontay Johnson more.
Yeah, you're still not comfortably starting.
It's Deontay just crazy.
From this offense, you're comfortably starting. Not even Najee Harris is the first round.
But he'll get you 12 points, which is safe enough.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Lately, he's been giving you 12 points. Not in the beginning, but yes. I'll give you Najee is the only one I guess I would start, but I'm still staying away from this offense mainly altogether. I mean, Deontay Johnson is a desperate volume play, but it's kind of like A-Rob with Mitch, but a better Mitch. Yep, that's true, Davis. True.
Jumping over to the Ravens offense, though, Mike, let me talk to you. What do we expect to see from them in this matchup? You know, Lamar's out again. They're kind of not really playing for a whole lot. They got their playoff berth locked up already. So I'm curious, is J.K. Dobbins still a good start? Mark Andrews, are we worried about them? Where are your thoughts here?
I mean, really, the only one you can trust from this offense, I mean, even when Lamar Jackson was there, was the running back and Mark Andrews. And now that running back is J.K. Dobbins. So it's Mark Andrews and J.K. Dobbins I expect to see from this offense. I know DeMarcus Robinson got the touchdown last week, but that pretty much all he – that's all he is. Whatever, it's just touchdown dependent. Andrews, 18 targets the past 3 weeks. That leads the team. Dobbins, this one kind of blew my mind a little bit. For the last 3 games played, which it's weird how fantasy data does this. That's where I get all my info from. They have like someone like Breece Hall in there. Because his last 3 games played are still the statistics. So it's not like the last 3 weeks. But Breece Hall was in there. But when I did this, J.K. Dobbins was 2nd in rushing yards the last 3 games played, only behind Derrick Henry. That kind of blows my mind a little bit. He's kind of coming off this injury a lot better than we thought he would.
Yeah, he's been good, man.
So I'm good with J.K. Dobbins as a low floor kind of RB2. With the yards he's been getting, because you know he's going to get that volume there, being, you know, that Kenyon Drake's, I believe he's still banked up. And Gus Edwards, you know, he hasn't been what we wanted to, but it's Mark Andrews and J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, agreed 100%. Nothing really outside of that. Our next game, we got the Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Ike, people are a little worried about Justin Fields. Didn't run a whole lot last week in the frigid cold. I actually got a lot of start sick questions like between him and Dak this week earlier. But I was leading more Justin Fields. Like, I'm curious to where you have him ranked this week.
3.
I like
last time he played Detroit, he absolutely floored him. So
60-yard rushing touchdown, if I remember correctly.
Will that happen again? Unlikely, but still, he's starting to figure out the passing a little bit. Up until Buffalo, he had 8 straight quarterback 1 finishes, which is kind of insane.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know. Awesome. I would have to look through all the quarterbacks. I don't know if Even Mahomes has done that.
Yeah.
So that's impressive. So I'd roll him out there with full confidence. He could win you a week easily, or win you a championship.
That rushing floor is just – it's so safe.
Guaranteed 10-plus carries.
Nah, we're going Fields. We're going Fields.
Fields in a
minute. Yeah, it's Fields over Goff. Goff has been good, though. I mean, at home, that's where he thrives. But
I'm curious. I'm also curious your thoughts on David Montgomery, too, in this matchup, because the Lions were better against the run the running backs until they just got absolutely smacked last game. But when Khalil Herbert's in the lineup, that kills a little bit of David Montgomery's workload and his I can't get the word out of my mouth that I'm looking his production. There we go. Are you worried about that in this matchup, or do you got to start it because it's the Lions?
Well, it's not even a must start for against the Lions. First, I don't know what happened against Carolina, because before Carolina, they were like, there was like only 12 points allowed to running backs or something.
Dog, and you know that Carolina's going to try to run the ball down your damn throat.
They just got caught off guard.
No, so, they didn't know that they had control of their own destiny for that playoffs position. Once they found that out, they just crumbled.
Exactly. Lions, just classic Lions move. But David Montgomery is not as, I wouldn't say, fast as Chuba Hubbard, and he's not as strong as Deontay Foreman, so I don't know.
I'm still starting Montgomery in this match.
Oh yeah, you're starting, but I'm not expecting like the freaking
great question here, that Dylan put it in here, and it's in for me. And I want to ask Ike first before I answer. But Montgomery or DeAndre Swift?
No, Jamal Williams. But you know, Justin Jackson and Craig Reynolds are going to get some. He's going to get some workload. So it's not like
brutal, man.
There's no way they're going to give Swift a full workload. That's not.
I'd probably go Swift.
What Campbell does,
but
really?
Yeah,
I'm going Monty in that situation. I mean, the past three games, and I know this is they do whatever they want with the workload with the running backs, but last three games, Swift has 139 total yards. All right, I looked it up. It was like 80 rushing, 50 odd receiving, which is good. That's all right, But Monty has 242 total yards in the past three games and three more touchdowns.
When did Khalil Herbert come back, though?
Came back last week, and he had a 40% snap share compared to Monty's 60. So
that's about what we'll see moving forward.
Monty, it was 62 specifically for Monty, but Swift on the year had his 34.1% snap count. So nearly double for Monty.
That's got to go up at least.
And like 55%, but here's the thing.
It shows the inconsistency, though. We don't know what they're going to do. Yeah, we expect it to be Swift, but we expected it to be Jamal a couple times. Then they put Swift in, and it was Swift. Now that we're expecting it to be Swift, I'm sure that they're thinking, the defense is probably expecting to be Swift. Let's mix in a little bit of Craig Reynolds and Justin Jackson. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm afraid of, is the inconsistency, because they clearly do not want to use just one running back for them. But for the most part, Chicago's okay with just using one running back, and Khalil Herbert comes in to give Monty a refresher.
Yeah, they seem to alternate drives, and Montgomery comes in as like your pass catching back, kind of similar to what Damien Harris and Ramondre were earlier this season. But the guy you want in the backfield is definitely David Montgomery. Yeah. And then, guys, if you're struggling at tight end, you're starting Cole Kmet this week. The last time he played the Lions, he was tight end one, caught two touchdowns. You're going with him.
It's a desperation play bordering on the lines of starting Taysom Hill. No, I'm kidding.
But like outside of Ike, I'm curious, do you have your rankings pulled up? Where do you have Kmet ranked?
Because ECR
had him at like tight end 15, man.
That's a little, that's
what
that's
I did my
low.
Third Sid article. That's silly.
Yeah.
He's not going to finish outside the top eight in tight ends this week just because of how much volume he's going to see inside the dome. You can start Jared Goff. He's got to be borderline QB1 this week, correct? Against the bad Bears defense.
He's borderline top 10 because of the bad Bears defense being at home factors in. I mean, he might reach QB5, but it's more safe to kind of put him around QB10.
Sure. And then you're starting Amon-Ra St. Brown. Hopefully you don't need DJ Chark. Hopefully you have some better options than that. But in an emergency, you can use him. But we can go ahead and jump into our next game. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. Doug Peterson said he's not resting his guys, man. But do we expect the Jaguars to go full blow here, Mike?
Gotta trust the coach, because what else are you going to go off of?
Yep.
And if they burn you, write a letter to Doug Peterson saying I hate you.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't go off that coach that said Jamar Chase couldn't catch.
Right.
He couldn't see the football, man, because the ball didn't have the white stripes on it like the college.
You got to be starting Trevor Lawrence. You got to be starting Travis Etienne. Yeah. Don't be weird.
Did you know that over the past three games, T-Law's QB4? He's on fire right now.
Yeah, he is cooking for sure.
You're starting as many players from this offense as you can. I mean, Christian Kirk, Etienne. I think, you know, obviously Zay Jones.
I was going to say, let me ask you, since this is the question on the sheet, and we don't have a whole lot to talk about this Houston offense, would you rather start Zay Jones, or would you rather see Brandon Cooks, who came back and gave you a little bit of a show?
Zay Jones.
The answer is Zay Jones, but if you're desperate, you know, you have Brandon Cooks, you know, injuries piling up, these, you know, teams benching their players right now. I think Brandon Cooks can get away with being an all right play. He's not going to win you the week, I don't think, but he won't lose you it. Mm-hmm. But Zay Jones can win you the week this week. And we've seen it, you know, 2 weeks ago. The crazy thing is Zay Jones one more target than Kirk the past
game. You have to choose between them too. Damn.
Yeah, a live question here from Albert. What's up, man? We appreciate the question. We got Ramondre Stevenson or Travis Etienne full point PPR. I'm gonna lead Etienne here. The matchup's good. Ramondre's not 100%. Even though he was really good 2 weeks ago, you could tell he's hampered a little bit. I'm going to go ETN here.
Miami's pretty good. I mean, pretty generous for points to the running backs. But Houston is definitely more generous. They both kind of have the same role, obviously, the lead back. It's probably ETN just because the tipping factor and kind of like the tie is Ramondre is banged up through the week and ETN wasn't.
Yeah.
So I think it's ETM.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what the tiebreaker should be.
It's a good question, though.
As well, a very good question. And then Evan Engram, he's earned your trust. I want to say the last 4 weeks he's had more yards than any other tight end, correct? Or he was second to Travis Kelce or something. Yeah.
I can't say any tight end other than Travis Kelce has earned my trust. Sorry. That's my only thing. I just didn't want you to put that word in my mouth, because Evan Engram, yes, performing great over the past three games. And I love it.
You
get away with starting him, but
you want to know why?
It's the tight end.
Trevor's freaking cooking right now, man. That's why he's so relevant.
I think this might be a little bit more of a wide receiver game.
Yeah, I mean, and I really like ETN in this matchup as well, if he can, if he's 100%.
I just don't think they'll need the tight end. That's my thing, because when they played the Jets in the bad weather, like, they couldn't go to the wide receivers because obviously the weather, they have good cornerbacks with the Jets. You know, Jets have a good run defense as well. ETN couldn't really get anything going. So Engram covers the middle of the field, and that's kind of why, you know, he kind of thrived and had one of his best games. So I don't know if he's necessarily needed against the Houston Texans. That's my only thing.
All right, I hear you. Our next game we got the Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. Ike, I'm curious your thoughts with Russ Mann back at quarterback. They fired Nathaniel Hackett. Jerry Jeudy was kind of emerging as the top guy, obviously, with Cortland Sutton injured now, or with Cortland Sutton injured then, but now he's back. With Russ back at quarterback, I know this is a long-winded question. Is Jeudy going to take a step back with Sutton back in the lineup?
Nah, Judy's the playmaker. Russ, before he missed that game, him and Jeudy were developing a connection where they're making actually the only plays they can on the offense, which were some deep plays. Cortland Sutton will get his 7 targets for 5 catches, won't get a touchdown because that's just not his thing. Actually, this whole Broncos offense probably won't get a touchdown, so you can probably not want to score. you should probably start Jeudy. I think you can start Jeudy, but Sutton I wouldn't for sure. That's
for yeah. you can't be comfortable starting Courtland Sutton, and you have to have a better option than that. Like, would you go George Pickens or would you go Courtland Sutton? For me, I'm going to say George Pickens still, to be honest.
Courtland Sutton, because Courtland he still Sutton sees more targets. Pickens. He sees more targets than Pickens. So I'm going Sutton.
It's Sutton. It's not pretty, but it's Sutton.
Yeah, he only saw, I mean, seven last week, but still, that's more than Pickens has seen since week five.
You sound like you're picking from my lineup in the championship against Joe in the fantasy super pack. I got to choose between, like, Courtland Sutton and, like, oh, man, Alan Lazard. There was someone worse. I can't even remember him so bad. But
the problem is Pickens probably has five times the touchdowns that Courtland Sutton has this season.
He's better. It seems like Pickens is better.
Does Courtland
I agree, Mike.
The opportunity is just a slight better in Sutton's favor.
Davis, I agree with you. Sutton is better than nothing, but
he's better than any of the Bears receivers right now.
That's true. But jumping over to the Chiefs offense, man, I know it's on the question on the show sheet, Mike, but I want to ask you about Juju first and throw you right off the loop here from the get-go. We've seen him blow up, and he was good against Denver the last time they played, right? But he's also some weeks just giving you nothing because Mahomes is just targeting everybody else. And it is what it is because that offense is good and Mahomes is good. He spreads the ball around. I'm curious, what are we doing with Juju here?
Unfortunately, you got to start him if you got to start him. All right. Now, he's one of those situations where he's kind of like a Gabe Davis, a Mike Williams, every other week, you know, type of deal. But he's in a very, very high-powered offense. You know, even against the Broncos, they scored a lot, and the Broncos have a good defense. So I'm still playing Juju, and you're just kind of praying to the fantasy gods he has one of those good weeks like he did the last time he played the Broncos. But I mean, you're really just kind of praying because he's so inconsistent this year. It's not as consistent as we thought it'd be because we thought Mahomes would funnel the targets like he did to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, but it's just Kelce. And unfortunately, he spreads it around outside of Kelce. So we're not going to see a consistent consistent production from Juju from time to time because Mahomes is a great quarterback and he's going to get everybody involved.
Real quick. Juju or Judy?
Judy.
I still go Juju.
I slide with Judy.
Okay. I still go Juju.
And then would you go Juju over Gabe Davis, who you mentioned?
Buffalo, let me check who they play again real quick.
They play the Bengals, right?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd probably play Gabe Davis.
I think I would, too. That game has hopefully shootout potential written.
It does. But hopefully it's not a trap game because we all think that.
Let's get back on track here, Mike, and I'll give either your question. Now, we got Jerick McKinnon, who, saw two carries last week, 2 to 5, something like that. But he has given you double-digit fantasy points, 4 straight, plus 36 fantasy points or whatever silly number it was against
Denver. He got a touchdown last time. Too.
Yes. Or Pacheco, who's getting a steady 12 to 15 carries.
I guess it's both, possibly. I mean, it kind of depends on what you think about the situation. If KC's up, it's Pacheco. If they're down, it's McKinnon. They have clear roles here that Pacheco's the guy they want to kind of milk the clock with or just dominate a defense with. And McKinnon is who they're using in their passing down situations. Last week was the first week Pacheco outsnapped McKinnon in the past three games, so that was kind of shocking. It wasn't even by that much. It was only like 3%, if I remember correctly. This is the weird thing I found in the stats it was so close. Pacheco, the last three games, has 214 rushing yards, 66 receiving yards, which is all right. But then McKinnon, flip-flop, just the complete inverse, has 213 receiving yards. So literally 1 yard off, just one's receiving, one's rushing the ball. So I think both are kind of viable in a sense. All right, but if you think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in a back-and-forth game, you can get away playing both of them. But if you think they're going to dominate the Broncos, not like the last game, you know, where Broncos kind of were back-and-forth, it's just Pacheco I want to play then. Mm-hmm. It's weird, though. Only 1 yard off, and Pacheco's rushing him, and then McKinnon's receiving it. So it's odd because you don't usually see this defined of a role. Yeah, I feel like in an offense.
Yeah, but trust me, man, it's really tough to keep McKinnon out of your lineup. But is that workload sustainable?
It's the CEH kind of – it's the CEH factor here that McKinnon's kind of rolling into.
It was CEH getting all the touchdowns earlier in the season, and now it's Jerick McKinnon who's getting all those high-value touches.
Exactly. Man. He's kind of turning into a CEH right now.
Yeah. But the next game we got, try to keep her moving here, we got the Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. You're starting Tyreek Hill, guys. But, Ike, are you little bit worried about Jaylen Waddle this week with Bridgewater at quarterback, or are you still rolling him out there with confidence?
A little worried, but you should probably temper your expectations a little bit. With Tay Bridgewater, he only averaged 10.5 fantasy points. It was only two games, but still, it's not great that you're going from Tua to Teddy Bridgewater. They're probably going to be more of a run-first team now, try and keep it in their possession so they could run down the clock and just kind of get away with a few wins.
And if you had to pick a running back between Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert against the Patriots front, who's pretty solid, which one would you play this week?
Jeff Wilson, because he got the touchdown last week, right?
What was the question? Sorry.
Which running back do you want, Mostert or Jeff Wilson?
I mean, man, playing against New England's tough because they got a tough
run defense. Yeah, no. I think I still slightly lean Raheem Mostert. I don't have any stats to back it up. I feel like the last few weeks he's looked more explosive, and he just
and he hasn't fumbled.
The better running back. Yeah,
this is true. Jeff Wilson fumbled, so he might be in the dark. I still lean Mostert a little bit here. Jeff Wilson did get the touchdown, which is unfortunate, but we hope Mostert's going to, you know, not get that opportunity because he should have a little bit more trust since he didn't fumble.
Yeah.
Davis's guy, Salvin.
Oh, gosh.
I love it. Jumping over to the Patriots side of things, and I'm curious, Mike, we already touched on Ramondre Stevenson earlier when Albert brought this question up, him or ETN, and we kind of all lean towards ETN a little bit there. But are you expecting a bounce back game from what we saw last week, which was like a three fantasy points with Ramondre and a crucial fumble late in the game too that cost the Pats the game?
Yeah, a bunch of drops.
In comparison to last week, yeah, I expect them to bounce back. I don't expect them to bounce back to hit a ceiling that we've seen it before in the past, but I expect them to have a better game than last week. Dolphins allow 12th most points to RBs. So he's just too involved in the passing game. So I he's injured. I am a little worried about that, you know, possibly getting some re-injury in there, but as long as he stays healthy throughout the game, considering, you know, what he did last week, he'll bounce back. But outside of him, I'm really not comfortable starting anybody. Jacoby Myers, wide receiver 49, the past three, Kendrick Bourne is wide receiver 37. The past three, which is, you know, all right, borderline wide receiver three, but that was because of a wide receiver five finish last week. Before that, week 15, he was 108, which is literally dead last, didn't have a single point at all. And then week 14 was wide receiver 41, which is all right, but that wide receiver five anchored that 37 big time. So there's really not a consistency with Bourne or Myers. I think Mondre is really the only guy you can trust or feel comfortable starting in this offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. We could just go ahead and jump into this next game. Oh, God. We got the Indianapolis Colts and the New York Giants. If there's any kids listening, earmuff it for
me. It's about to get bad.
Ike, what the fuck do we do with this Colts offense? You don't
– what? Shit show. I don't want anything to do with it.
Is it worse than the Broncos?
Yes. If you want to play Zach Moss, you got to hope for a touchdown, but they can't even get to the fucking touchdown. Michael Pittman's become dead in the water. All he gets is 5 yards per target. So, no, you don't even want to start him. Paris Campbell's gone. I don't even know what happened to him. APB out for him. So, just leave them all on the bench. Drop them. I don't care. Screw them all.
Matt, I don't know about dropping them, but it is late in the season, so why not?
Well, you got Foles and you got Matt Ryan. They're both washed, okay? But at least Matt Ryan gets the fucking ball out of his hand. Not statue-ass Nick Foles who's standing back there just holding the ball repeatedly, and it's just That game was they look so miserable.
If you have to rely on any Colts player this week, I'm sorry. You're hosed.
agreed. Davis just said it. Davis agrees. He drop him too. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Fuck this. Fuck this.
Fuck those guys, dude.
Yes. Davis, I hope you didn't draft any Colts players in your best ball mania drafts.
Well, Taylor somewhere, but he's dead. Well, it's like, man. But
oh, they're all dead right now. Just dead in the water. Like
dead or missing.
I'm looking at it from a business perspective, an NFL perspective, and I think Jeff Saturday is you know, nobody wants to say it, but I think they're tanking in a way. I mean, playing Nick Foles. I mean, trying to get a better pick. You think think about it. Houston just won a game. I mean,
are they really tanking, or can they just
open the door a little bit?
They're trying to start two of the most statuesque quarterbacks ever at the position.
It's fantastic, Vines. But we got to move on. We've taken way too much time on this team right now. Let's jump over to the Giants, who are actually battling for a playoff spot. Can we really? I never thought this was going to happen, guys. I never thought this would be a question. Can we really trust Daniel Jones in a fantasy championship game this week? Albert, yes, fire up the Giants DST. I agree with you there.
Yes, yes. Fire. They could be a championship winner right there, honestly. Yes. Davis, I took Pearson Campbell. Yeah, but they're late. They're late. Don't matter. Yes, I guess if you're desperate, like here's what I've been getting, like, and I got this question from a buddy of mine. Are you starting Justin Herbert or Daniel Jones this week? Me personally, I'm still rolling with Herbert, even though
Herbert just versed the Colts and had a tough time. What do you think is going to happen to?
Thank you for my argument. yes, Colts defense just helped Herbert held Herbert to a QB 30 finish.
Then he didn't have a touchdown.
I mean, Eckler got two of them.
No, he really didn't have a rushing or a passing touchdown.
No, I'm saying Eckler had the two touchdowns is what I'm saying. And that's really all that was. Otherwise, it was a bunch of field goals. The defense for the Chargers has actually been pretty good since week 14. I looked at it because fantasy data, they can't get it specifically for me, but I can look at total fantasy points allowed per week for defenses, like how many wide receiver points, kicker even in there. I looked at it. The past three games total, they only are at about 130 fantasy points all around given up to the offensive players that they face and have only allowed 68 total fantasy points the past three games as their high. So, I mean, their defense is pretty good, and which Herbert doesn't need to do anything as much.
Yeah. Agreed. We do got a question here. Got Goff or Cousins? First part here. I think I go Goff against the banged up Bears secondary there.
Yeah, Cousins, I mean, I think that, and then now I'm the resident Packer fan, but I think they got a little momentum behind them, the defense, after picking off Tua three times. I know Tua probably shouldn't have been in the game, so be it. It still was a big win for them, and I think that defense might carry over a little bit into that
what time. What time is the game?
it's not prime time.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Right on. And this is shame on us, guys. We didn't even mention Drake London in the Atlanta game, but he seemed like 21 or 22 targets.
It's just not that great targets.
I understand this, but do we want Drake London's? Or do Drake London's? Oh. Do we want Drake London or do we want
Mike from Evans? London. Yeah, I'm going Mike Evans.
He versus Justin Jefferson. So, I mean, you're shooting for the stars going for Mike Evans, I think. You got to go Evans because he's going to get you more points than London. I definitely think London's the safer guy right now. I hate to say that over Mike Evans. But because you're firsting someone like Justin Jefferson who has the ability to drop 35 on you, I kind of want Mike Evans who can get 2-3 touchdowns in a game possibly for you as well.
Sure. That's funny from Albert. The last five touchdowns for the Chargers have been rushing touchdowns, Mike. Maybe that's a great stat,
Albert.
Maybe that's why he didn't advance LaPlante because Herbert fucked you. And the whole
had to say that. Huh?
Fantasy football is a cruel mistress. It is what
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm just hoping I can take out the boss this week.
Get him.
Yeah.
Next game here, we got the New Orleans Saints at the Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, we saw Kamara look really good last week in that terrible weather game in Cleveland. Can we expect
still didn't reach 100 rush yards?
He finishes RB8 on the week.
He usually don't.
Finishes RB8 on the week. Can we expect him to get another RB1 week?
I mean, that 2 weeks in a row now that he's gotten 20 plus carries, which is
they're saving him for the stretch run.
Astonishing to me, but that, with all that workload, you gotta start him, yes, but you gotta temper expectations for sure. I mean, it's not like he's been on fire this year. He's still struggling scoring touchdowns, and he's not getting much PPR work. So
the offense is struggling to score touchdowns.
The offense also
not struggling. Necessarily
him. Are you 100% starting him over Miles Sanders? That takes us into Mike LaPlante's question.
Why can't you start both?
This for your RB2 spot, man.
This is for
who's that? I still go flex? Sanders. I still go Sanders.
Your flex is then? DK Metcalf.
Okay, then. Wait, just by off a name.
We're just going on a tangent. We were just going. Go back to the question.
He's asking me wild questions. I'm just going to
Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders or Alvin Kamara?
I'd probably go Miles Sanders.
No way, you're out of him.
We're going to have to rely on him. They're going to rely on Gardner Minshew?
How can you trust Miles Sanders, man? He threw for 350 yards last week.
You're contexting the question weird. We don't trust either of these guys. We don't trust Kamara or Sanders.
No, I'm not contexting the question. Who are you playing out of the two? That's it.
Sanders
or Alvin Kamara? No
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Alvin Kamara got 20 rushing attempts last week. Congratulations. Miles Sanders had the fumble last week that really cost them the game, cost them the game. You know, he still had more rushing attempts than Alvin Kamara. He had 21.
Weird. What did he do the previous week, Mike? Was that the week that he gave you two?
Yes, because Jalen Hurts was also healthy. This is going to be now the second game with Gardner Minshew. They did try to ride Miles Sanders.
Oh, I completely disagree with you guys, but that's fine, I guess. But with Gardner, he's showing you can still start Devonta Smith. You're still starting AJ Brown. Dallas Goddard.
Took a bad hit somehow, but
yeah.
Should we make one last expect out of the year?
I ain't betting you nothing.
No, I keep losing.
Oh, come on. Ike, you're on the winning side with Miles Sanders anyway.
That's true. No, I don't want to owe Dylan again this time.
I just want to see Miles. I'm trying to pull up Miles Sanders. And then see how you guys
last two games.
Him. Yes.
Oh, let me get it for you much faster than you.
Nah, I'm pulling it up.
He has 32 rushing attempts, 107 yards past two games, no touchdowns. He's been touchdown dependent.
Listen to this. RB40, RB37, RB2, RB23, RB3, RB65, RB36. Mike Williams of the running back position, or Gabe Davis.
I mean, the RBs are that way this year. Name a running back that's been consistent this year outside CMC since going to the Niners.
Saquon, I guess, is your best bet, but
no, he wasn't even consistent during the stretch getting people into playoffs. He failed. He failed people miserably, and he's the reason why
he failed
in the playoffs. He was the mid-season, guy, but he kind of trailed off. So, like, every running back's kind of done that this year, unfortunately.
Kamara has an RB 23, 32, 18, 42, 42, 24, and then finally reached RB1.
And that was because of four touchdowns or three.
But at least he did. But at least he didn't give you a 60 RB 65, an RB.
No, 40. He just only got you an RB 42. Which is what point difference? Like four
so
points.
Here's, he,
65, that's 20 spots.
20 spots, but how many points?
Ike has proved that Alvin Kamara, yes, is more consistent than Miles Sanders, but he's more consistently bad than Miles Sanders.
Nailed it.
I mean, I'm not wrong because when you get the 40s, that's not a running back you're starting. If he was in the 30s, that's debatable. Flex play, Alvin Kamara. You're getting 40s, though. That's terrible. Yes, Miles Sanders got you 60. But he's getting you in the top 20s also a lot more times than Alvin Kamara. So that's, it's a better play if you're going to choose between those two.
Agreed.
Steelers, Cardinals, Dolphins, defense. Steelers get the Ravens, correct? The Cardinals with Tyler Huntley. Have the Falcons Steelers. Against Edmund Ritter.
The and Dolphins have the Patriots. The
Patriots. I mean, you'll probably get one off Teddy of Bridgewater Mac Jones. Starting. You'll probably
I go the Steelers defense. More potential for turnovers and sacks, which is what the Steelers do.
Yeah.
Not so much interceptions, but sacks, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe hope for a fumble.
I think you go Steelers. And plus, you got a bonus of Tyler Huntley being the quarterback there.
Yep.
I can't trust Miami's defense with Teddy Bridgewater. That's my thing. I think Teddy Bridgewater will probably give the other team the ball in some pretty good field position. It's going to screw your, defense for the Patriots. So,
sure. Yeah, moving on, guys. We got the Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, I'm going to start with you. Once again, I ask this damn question every week, and you guys are probably as sick of it as I am. Chuba Hubbard, Deonta Foreman. Which one do you want and why?
Pretty sure I said neither last week because they're going against the Lions.
But you're both. You're wrong. You're wrong. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with.
I at least said one.
I'm going to say it again because don't listen to me. They're going to be really bad against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I wouldn't start either of them. So that means start both of them.
I mean, if you're.
Because I'm wrong on them all the time.
The Panthers kicked the shit out of Tampa Bay, and Deonta Foreman had a good week against.
They didn't kick the shit out of them, all right? It was a slow game that they won 20-3. Yes, there was a big point total difference, but they didn't kick the shit out of them.
You hear that, LaFleur? I struck a nerve. you're starting DJ Moore.
You're hurting his boy, the goat, man.
I am hurting his boy. He's tired of hearing me say that the offense that stinks. He doesn't like me saying that. But
I can't think of a reason to prove you wrong.
I think both running backs are startable, which is surprising considering this offense. You don't expect it to be very good.
I don't really want to start Chuba Hubbard because the Lions. You don't,
but you can, Mike.
Why?
The volume is there, but the matchup is not.
Would you rather start him or Jeff Wilson?
Between those two, it's probably Jeff Wilson. But if it's between like Chuba and Foreman, I'm going Foreman. And if it's between Foreman and Jeff Wilson, I'm going Foreman.
What about Hubbard or Rashad White, or Hubbard and Fat Lenny?
Rashad White.
You should be starting Fat Lenny.
Lenny dude, over both of those.
Dude gets Rashad eight catches for no reason.
Yeah, I agree. But Mike, let's jump over to the Tampa Bay side of things, and I'm glad Ike doesn't get the Tampa question this week, and he's going to like this. Does Carolina's defense shut down Tom Brady and this offense once again?
I actually kind of want to know
after they beat them 20-3 in the previous matchup.
I don't think they shut him down. Really, the only team that's shown that they can shut down Tom Brady in this division is the Saints, and even then, they still kind of give him some trouble. We've seen one game now. One game where the Panthers have dominated Tom Brady in the previous 3 years or 2 years that Brady's been there, he's dominated them. So I don't think he's going to get shut down once again. Will he struggle? Probably, because I agree with you. This offense stinks.
He's showing his age too, man. He really is.
He is, but he still has the talent to, you know, sling the ball. It's just Mike Evans likes to get pass interfered with or just stop trying. But I don't think they get shut down completely. I think there's some fantasy points to be had here. Obviously, I think you could play both Lenny and Rashad White.
I like Lenny more, though.
Yes, 55 opportunities compared to 42 for White. But 42 for White the past three games is still good. Yeah. I mean, that's still flex territory. I think Chuba Hubbard, he was flex territory last week because of how he finished, but nobody projected him that way. And it is, you know, I mean, they're both going to be eating into their value. So that's why I'm kind of like off Chuba Hubbard this week. I'm still more Foreman. And then I'm going White over Chuba, Foreman over White, Lenny over all of them. And then I really only want to start Godwin. I'm kind of avoiding Mike Evans unless you're desperate like that. The question we had earlier where you're facing Justin Jefferson, because that's you're kind of desperate playing Justin Jefferson. I'm sorry, but
Godwin must be started.
Yes, Godwin's a must start. I don't think you could start any tight end. No Brate, no Kate Otten.
And you don't love starting Brady this week because it could be a slow slog of a game, like you said, it was the last one. And like you guys said, Brady's kind of showing his age a little bit. But at this age, it pretty much just literally comes down to he needs everything to be perfect for him to be the guy we saw the Super Bowl year they won the Super Bowl. But he's like 400 years old. Yeah. So it's like, what, you're going to expect that. Our next game here, we got the Cleveland Browns at the Washington Commanders. That weather in Cleveland last week was brutal. Like, I'm curious your thoughts. Do the playmakers for this Browns offense get back on track with better weather, hopefully?
You got to start Nick Chubb. I'd like to think he'll finally get back on track, but he's been in the struggle bus for a while now. Probably heard a lot of fantasy managers that had him. Deshaun Watson, I probably wouldn't start. He's not even come close to being trustworthy, especially in this week. Amari Cooper, you might be able to get away with it. Top 24, top 30 receiver. So, yeah, he could be started. Donovan's looked better than him in some weeks. So
yeah, he is. Kind of seems like the red zone threat a little bit.
He kind of is like a decent flex option, I say. I wouldn't be going out my way to start him if you have like a Leonard Fournette that you could put in the flex instead or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to agree with everything you said there. You can't definitely – I can't trust Amari Cooper right now. I've never been able to really trust him and I never wanted to own him. And with Deshaun, it's been up and down kind of just like his whole career.
Yep, so. That's what you get with every Amari Cooper. Every time you have him, it's going to be up and down.
Yep. Davis, Kendrick Bourne season. They did kind of figure out that he might be the best wide receiver on the roster a little bit. For some reason, he wasn't playing earlier in the season. A little goofy. But jumping over to the Commanders, LaPlante. Jahan Dotson, man, it's wild. Three straight weeks with a touchdown. He's just a touchdown scoring machine as a rookie. But now it's Carson Wentz at quarterback. I can't believe they did that.
I mean, I can. He's a better quarterback than Taylor Heinicke. Taylor Heinicke, he was in the game because he wasn't turning the ball over. You know what he's doing as of late? He's turning the ball over. So how could you justify playing him over Carson Wentz if they're both doing the same thing? Because that's what Carson Wentz does. But one isn't afraid to throw it downfield.
I think we've seen that the locker room is with Taylor Heinicke over Carson Wentz. I think,
and you always have him to fall back on.
Like, you see the movie where The Replacements, right?
I mean, this ain't a movie, but yes,
it's like when that quarterback comes back over the picket line and Falco gets sat for the quarterback because he's a better player, but he's an asshole and everybody hates him. That's the same thing. That's what I'm comparing to right now. I hear you, but I'm taking us completely off track. I just thought that was kind of a wild comparison.
I think Carson Wentz gives you a better shot at winning.
Carson Wentz is the better player. That's why. Taylor Heinicke is not a better player than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has MVP votes. Heinicke will never have those. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree. But are you still – well, let me get back to the question. Are you going to go with Jahan Dotson here, or are you going to try to lean with Curtis, or would you rather lean Curtis Samuel? Because Wentz was targeting the crap out of Curtis Samuel earlier this season.
He used Dotson a lot too, though.
I don't want to really start McLaurin, but I guess you're kind of having to at this point with Carson Wentz. He was not the guy that was supplying McLaurin all these targets. That was Heinicke. So now that Wentz is kind of leading the helm again, it's Curtis Samuel for sure. You could play because he loves himself some Samuel, but Jahan Dotson is the guy who's kind of come out of the woodwork here. And he kind of has that, you know, championship winning mentality for you. Like you said, I don't know if you said it or not, but in your question, he scored three straight games that I expect him to score again. Carson Wentz likes using Dotson compared to McLaurin. I don't know why. You'd have to ask Carson Wentz yourself, but past three games, I mean, Dotson 24 targets, McLaurin 23, Samuel had 17, but that's now because, you know, McLaurin came in. That's where he got the big boost in the targets. I mean, when Wentz came in, that's when he got the big boost in the targets. So I'm taking a step back on McLaurin, and I'm okay with starting Dotson and I guess Samuel, just because Man, the Commanders are still fighting for a playoff spot. They need this win against the Browns.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Before we move on to the next one, we got a question here. Let's make it quick. Full PPR pick two. We got Dave Montgomery, Tyler Allgeier, Ramondre Stevenson, Rashad White, Deonta Foreman. Give me Montgomery and give me Stevenson. Let's see, you guys. It's close between Monty and Allgeier.
With these options, I go Allgeier and Monty. Just because of the fear of Ramondre being it's the fear of Ramondre getting injured again. That's the only thing here, because he was banged up throughout the week. If you fear Ramondre Stevenson getting injured again, like I do, I'm safe going with Allgeier.
Okay, that kind of surprised me a little bit. We got Hayden Hurst not fully healthy as of today. We got Jordan Akins, Daniel Bellinger, Jelani Woods. Pick one. Give me Daniel Bellinger and his one eye.
Yep.
It is Daniel Bellinger. Man, and Jordan Akins, touchdown dependent, not volume dependent at all. Jelani Woods has shown some potential last three before Nick Foles came in, but it's Daniel Bellinger. Nick Davis Foles just ruins everything.
Davis agrees with you, LaPlante. He also agreed with you guys on the Commanders QB change. So, Davis, we're fighting. But our next game, our next game, we got the San Francisco 49ers at the Las Vegas Raiders. With San Francisco wrapping up the division, Ike, what do we expect from their guys in this matchup? Like, is it all systems go for CMC? Debo Samuel, I think he was ended up being ruled out, right?
Yeah, he was ruled out.
Yeah,
I don't see them using them much. They're versing the Jarrett Stidham Raiders, so I'm not too keen on starting the 49ers guys right now. Although I know you are probably not too thrilled to see that CMC is on your bench, so you're probably going to start him anyways, no matter if we say he's not going to play much or not. But still, you probably need to temper expectations for most of the offense.
All right,
I tend to agree.
We misunderstood Joker at first. Hurst is healthy. All right, so if he's healthy, it's Hurst out of all those options, and I assume you guys agree.
I do agree. Yeah. Yeah. But I agree. You're still started CMC.
Davis wants to pole wrestle with you, like the challenge. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. But yeah, man, you're not thrilled with starting Brandon Ayuk this week by any means, I don't think.
Nah.
Save George Kittle. You're starting it because tight end's a wasteland, but you're not happy with it. Jumping over to the Raiders side of things, though, Mike. Jared Stidham led Raiders. Now Derek Carr leaving the team after whatever is going on here with Josh McDaniels after they just signed him to a 3-year, $100 million extension. We're just going to bench him to see what Jared Stidham can do when we already know he stinks. Derek Carr also wasn't good. But what do we do with the offensive skill players in this one? I don't love the matchup for Jacobs. Davante Adams, who knows what's going to go on with him, Mike? I'm curious your thoughts.
I want to avoid this offense this week. I mean, my go-to answer would be Josh Jacobs. I guess if I, gun to my head, it's Josh Jacobs. But the Niners, they haven't allowed more than 60 rushing yards to a running back at all this year. So there's not much of a ceiling there for Jacobs. Yeah, and then the Stidham news just kills Davante Adams. I'm sure he'll probably get hyper-targeted, but it's going to be like a Trace McSorley type of hyper-targeting towards DeAndre Hopkins, where Adams might have 3 receptions and 12 targets. So I honestly, I'm trying to find other people to play over these guys this week, especially because the Niners are a good defense. Give me Jahan Dotson over Davante Adams, I think, this week. Honestly, I don't want to play anybody. Like I said, gun to my head, I only want Josh Jacobs. I'm trying to bench Davante Adams if I can. You're kind of forced to if you want, against me.
Are you going Tyler Allgeier or are you going Josh Jacobs?
Probably Tyler Allgeier, I hate to say it. I'm going out on a limb here. I don't know Josh Jacobs. See, here's the thing. If Josh Jacobs had Derek Carr still there, maybe he could have been that one running back that broke that 60-yard barrier on the Niners. Maybe. But with Stidham there, they are going to stack the box easily.
I'm so going Algier over Jacobs this week.
Yeah,
Jacobs
it's Algier.
My sit running back in my article.
So it is. It is a sit. And if I mean, you're cross giving, my fingers, if you Joe's got to start him against me.
Yeah, man. If you have any other good option, you're
that's the key. Over good Jacobs. Options. Yes. Good options you could play over these players. Like if you got a solid, dependable wide receiver three, I'm playing him over Devontae Adams.
Yep. Yep. Well. Jumping into our next game, we got about four games left here, guys. We're about 55 minutes, so I think we're making pretty decent time.
Keeping time. Who's keeping time?
And time is time, man. You know, like you know, you're talking. You've been muted for literally probably 3 minutes for some
reason.
It's
because he's eating.
I'm not talking. I was snacking.
Jesus, man, come on. We're professionals.
At least
it
was
here.
Courteous. He was courteous and he muted himself, so we didn't have to hear it.
We got the New York Jets at the Seattle Seahawks. Ike, with Mike White back into the lineup, is it all systems go for Bam Knight in this match?
Why is this the question I get?
That's what you get.
Why couldn't it have been the whole Jets offense?
Because we already know we're starting Garrett Wilson with Mike White at quarterback.
We should probably start Tyler Conklin, too.
I mean, Ike, this ain't your Madden league.
I'm not super excited about starting Tyler Conklin in my fantasy championship, to be honest.
I would
100% start Cole Kmet over Tyler Conklin still.
But what I don't feel comfortable starting Bam Knight in a fantasy championship. Dude has carried the ball 6 times for 4 yards the past 2 games.
He was good with Mike White at quarterback.
He was. That's why I want to see what he can do.
Not Chris Strevler, or I believe his name is Chris. I don't know, but Strevler was his last name. But yeah, with man. Mike White, I like Sonovan Knight. The offense gets an uptick there.
Yeah.
Tyler Conklin, unfortunately, is not dependable, just like every other tight end, though.
No, but I think Garrett Wilson is dependable enough to play him here. Well, it's why Mike, jumping over to the Seahawks, Tyler Lockett messes his finger up. And there was talk he might go on season-ending IR. Now there's talk he's playing on Sunday. I'm curious to hear your thoughts here. What do you expect him to be okay? Does this hurt DK Metcalf? Is DK stay the same? What do you think here?
I mean, maybe it's a decoy type of situation. I mean, Seattle needs to win too. I mean, they're trying to make the playoffs.
Both
for some
teams
strange
need
reason.
To win. Both teams yeah, got to win.
I agreed. But I think it hurts DK's safety with that floor we saw last week. Man, the decoy decision. I hate the decoy thing because he might actually be a decoy if he's out there just to keep the defense off of DK. And that's my thing. So I'm forced to start Tyler Lockett this week against Joe. So, my team's not very great. I don't know how I made it to the championship in that one. But I'm trying to, again, try to find somebody over Tyler Lockett to play. You're still starting DK, obviously. You're starting Ken Walker. But I'm trying to find somebody over Tyler Lockett because of that surgery. I mean, he's on his finger. The dude catches balls. I mean, yeah. He's got a messed up finger. Geno Smith's no Patrick Mahomes, but Geno Smith still can sling the ball. One ill-positioned hand with the ball, and he's re-injured again.
Are you comfortable starting Geno Smith in this matchup? And please give the right answer so I don't have to jinx myself by saying it.
Man, I think he's borderline QB1.
Him or Jared Goff?
It's Goff. Because of the Jets run defense, he's borderline QB1. He's going to have to throw it, I think. That's the thing. But, I mean, Jets still have a decent pass secondary. Wouldn't be surprised. Ooh, excuse me. Wouldn't be surprised if Sauce Gardner picks him off. Geno Smith hasn't been playing as good as of late.
No.
To answer your question, like I said, right away, it's Goff.
Next game here, we got the Minnesota Vikings as they try to end the Green Bay Packers season. And, man, let's make it happen here, boys. I gave you an easy one here, so don't bitch about it. Does Justin Jefferson destroy this Packers defense once again?
I'll make it really easy. He destroys everybody, so yeah.
Fair enough.
Best wide receiver in football. Good luck starting.
He didn't destroy the Eagles defense, but that's a different monster.
Let me give you a better question here. Are we – KJ Osborne stud 2 weeks ago. Last week, throws up a dud.
Not surprised.
You're out on him. That was a 1 week thing. Okay, right on. You're starting Dalvin Cook. Adam Thielen. I think we know what Adam Thielen is at this point.
Deeper leagues, I'd start him. If you're in a shallow 10-teamer, no chance.
You probably don't need to start him. No, you're probably looking for somebody with a little bit more upside. We could go ahead and jump over to the Packers now.
And you're starting Hockenson no matter what.
Yeah, Hockenson. Yep, top five guy. Mike, are we sitting a banged up Aaron Jones who's not been good the past 2 weeks, or are you still comfortable playing him? And would you play him over AJ Dillon?
I probably prefer AJ Dillon out of those two options right now, but I'm not benching Aaron Jones, unfortunately. Packers still need to win. Aaron Jones has touchdown potential here, and he's still a guy that they pass the ball to. Minnesota's defense is not good. We know this. They allow a lot of points. They allow the most yards. So I think it's a situation where both running backs are viable. I'm tempering expectations on Aaron Jones because of the injury.
Yeah, 100% agree with you there. And which wideout do you want to play in this offense? With Romeo Doubs back in the lineup, you get Christian Watson. We saw him a few weeks ago being a league winner, getting teams to the fantasy playoffs. And who am I missing? Alan Lazard, who's doing Alan Lazard things, getting fined $8,000 for taunting. But
I know all he did was
that was so silly. That was stupid, man.
I don't understand it.
But which wide receiver? Make it quick. Make it snappy.
It's Christian Watson. He's getting consistent targets here from Aaron Rodgers. Week 10, 8 targets. Week 11, 6, 12, 6, 13, 7, 15, 6, 16, 8. There's really no consistency outside of that. Randall Cobb is consistent at 4 targets a game. Whoop-de-doo. Alan Lazard keeps bouncing around, though. He gets 11 one game, 2 the next. And Romeo Doubs is still coming back from the injury. It's Christian Watson if I got to choose out of these three, but I think you can get away with Alan Lazard. I'm not starting Romeo Doubs just yet, though.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I don't really want to start any of these guys, but I think I'd still slightly lean Christian Watson out of anybody. 2 games left, guys. The night games. We got Sunday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams at the Los Angeles Chargers. Ike, this question is brought to you by Michael Plant. The Chargers defense since week 14 has stiffened up. Can we trust Cam Akers this week like the past 4 games? Also, are you chasing? Actually, I'll let you answer the first part first.
You probably should be starting Cam Akers. He's seeing the snaps now, 73% or 74% or plus percent. I don't think you should be expecting all the crazy touchdowns he's been getting, but you could probably see one here. You can probably see like a 15 to 18 point game for him. So yeah, he should be started as an RB2 easily as a flex for sure.
Him or Jerick McKinnon?
McKinnon. I'd still go McKinnon.
LaPlante, him or McKinnon? You froze, or are you thinking?
I think I lean Cam Akers.
It's close, man. It really is.
Yeah, it is very close.
It is a close one. I think I lean Cam Akers, though.
And right now I have Cam Akers in over Jerick McKinnon.
For touchdowns. That's why it's touchdowns for Jerick you're playing him. But Cam Akers is averaging 5.5 yards a carry the past 4 games. So, I mean,
and then
Ike,
are you chasing Higbee's 2 touchdown performance last week, or are we starting somebody like Cole Kmet over him?
Cole Kmet over him. We gotta be real here. Baker Mayfield is still the quarterback. We know what he is. He's not necessarily the greatest quarterback. He just has flashes and pans on random days, and you can never predict the day, so good luck.
Flashes and pans. Yes, he does.
I was wondering if somebody was going to pick up that.
That's awesome. But, Mike, jumping over the Chargers thing, Eckler's off the injury report. With him and Keenan Allen running the show, can we trust Mike Williams or Josh Palmer?
I can't, but when have we ever been able to trust Mike Williams? Josh Palmer's the more surprising one, I guess, because he was actually kind of doing pretty well even when Keenan Allen came back. But it's Keenan Allen and it's Austin Eckler until Herbert. Herbert maybe he has his game this week. But I don't. The Rams, they held the Broncos to two touchdowns, and they're kind of on a, I guess, a winning streak if they win this one. They want to be the spoiler.
That's what they call a winning streak.
This game don't really mean shit for the Chargers, which kind of scares me.
Exactly, exactly. Which I don't see. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to bench anybody.
Yeah, because they're still playing for seeding, but what good does that seeding do? Because you don't really want to play any of those teams. You don't want to play the Chiefs. You don't want to play the Bills.
You don't want to play the Bengals.
You don't want to play the Bengals, so you're damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation. I expect them to ease off of Eckler a little bit these next two games, though, Mike.
Me too.
With the injury,
he limped off the field on one of his last plays last week.
But that just is going to mean more Joshua Kelly, not more Mike Williams or Palmer, I don't think.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think you're just tempering expectations for Austin Eckler a touch. Then to finish out our game or our week 17 game previews, championship week, fellas, we got the Buffalo Bills at the Cincinnati Bengals. Good game to close out on.
This could possibly be the game of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be very good, hopefully. Cross my fingers.
It's going to be hard to top what the Vikings did to the Colts.
Yeah, that's true. But
that was the greatest comeback of the year, the greatest game.
Ever. Greatest comeback ever. The Bengals are 12th best at defending wide receivers and 8th best defending running backs. In a championship week matchup, are you starting Gabe Davis, Devin Singletary, or James Cook?
Devin Singletary was only relevant because it was bad weather and it was against the Bears. So you could probably leave him on your benches. James Cook has been, you haven't trusted him all year and probably haven't started him all year, so why would you do it in your most important game?
He's been getting more work.
As for Gabe Davis,
Diggs is also on the injury report too this
week. He's off it now.
He's off it, okay.
Pretty sure, yeah. Some people don't have this luxury, but I would leave Gabe Davis on your bench. He has been brutal lately. He has, I think it was, hold on, let's see here.
Caught a touchdown last week, asshole.
Yeah, that's still got him wide receiver 36. All right, so let's just calm down right there. Yeah, that's the best he's done in like the past 6 weeks. So you get temporary expectations on that guy.
Yep, I agree with you, man.
Especially if he's versus the Bengals,
it's a game where they might need a Gabe Davis blow up. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's getting late.
They haven't needed a Gabe Davis blow up.
Because they haven't faced a team like the Bengals yet. I mean, the Bengals are on fire right now.
Know who they'll need for the Bengals? Stephon Diggs, because he actually can be trusted to catch a ball on a first down.
Oh, Dalton Knox, what are you talking about?
Man, Dawson Knox.
Why do I do that all the time?
I don't know, man.
He's a Dalton. He looks like a Dalton.
Yeah, let's start talking about Dawson Knox before I get in trouble again. The next game we got, switching over to the Bengals, Mike. Can people start Samaje Perine or Tyler Boyd this week? The answer is no.
I mean, I don't think Samaje Perine, but I think you can get away with starting Tyler Boyd.
No.
You're definitely not starting him over Gabe Davis. No, you're
that's
not
the thing. Him. You're not starting him over Gabe Davis. I hate Gabe Davis,
and I'd play Gabe Davis 10 times out of 10 over.
But they might need Tyler Boyd, and this is why
I think that.
If it's a shootout,
why do you keep saying that? They might need. If they need a player, they're going to go Jamar Chase or T. Higgins because they can make the plays, or Joe Mixon. They're not going to go with Tyler Boyd, who has a messed up finger still.
Tre'Davious White's going to do some locking up. I don't know who it's going to be on, whether it's T. Higgins or Jamar Chase.
Nope. He has a messed up finger, too. You just said the dude who hurt his finger. I don't know who it was 3 games ago. You can't play him because of his finger. Yeah, you can't play.
Yeah, no. But Tyler Boyd didn't have surgery.
Nope. Sorry. Nope.
I think he's a borderline wide receiver 3 this week.
Shit.
If Gabe Davis is a borderline wide receiver 3, so is Tyler Boyd.
No, if Gabe Davis is borderline wide receiver 3, that means Tyler Boyd is on the bench.
And you're on your team.
And that's what we
If he's benched on my team, he should be benched on your team.
And that's what we finish our fantasy season on. Tyler Boyd talk. I love Davis. It, guys. But that wraps it up. If you haven't already, please smash the like button. Please subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel. And everybody who's listened along the way this season, we appreciate you. We love you. Everyone who's subscribed, the same. We appreciate you guys.
Yes.
We'll be here one more time on Sunday to do the Sunday social live stream to answer your start set questions. So make sure to get those in for your championships. Hopefully we get some questions because not everybody's in championships. But what am I forgetting, Mike? Anything?
Are we doing the recap?
Yeah, we plan on taking, like, I don't know. What do you guys say?
Maybe we should probably do that right away, then take our break.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Why? Then everyone's going to be, no one's going to remember what we did.
I was thinking of bringing it like the Friday before the Super Bowl or something and coming back and doing that episode and then taking another month off. And then what do you guys say we try to crack into some dynasty talk this offseason or something a little bit?
We can.
You guys are the producers, man. I just show up.
He doesn't lie, right?
Yeah,
now,
he's not lying. And that is what happens. Yeah.
We'll probably get some dynasty talk in there. But we also had some ideas to kind of review, you know, kind of go back to over some previous episodes. I remember you brought this up, Dylan. Go over some previous episodes. Like players, you know, we didn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole in the preseason. Yeah, like
guys that we whiffed on, guys that we hit on.
So, yeah, and we're going to come out with some of that. Yeah, but we are going to be taking a little
bit. I'm ready for
you
guys to roast me about my AJ Dillon take. I'm ready for me to roast you guys about.
I bet Juan really loves you for that.
I'm ready to roast you guys about how you you hated my draft strategy this offseason, all sorts of stuff.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm going to get a lot for DeAndre Swift. I know that.
I already got my comeuppance for Cortland Sutton. So.
Yeah, but hey, man, you're right on Saquon Barkley. But until next time, guys, I'm Dylan. These are Mike. Nobody's listening to this anymore. That's Mike and Ike. I'm Dylan. We'll talk to you guys this Sunday for the Sunday Social live stream, guys. And then, until then, see you later.
Peace out. Good luck, guys.